But I believe the truck he has now has more space than the front. And of course, he's on vacation now. I don't know whether they come back today or not. They went to Arizona and Nevada and around there. I have a kind of feeling that one of these days when he makes a run, he makes three a week usually, go with him. I'd like to see that part of the country.
Yeah. That's where I started my work in Texas, is the northeastern part. Went through Mount Pleasant and Greenville, Denison.
Greenville.
Down in Fort Worth.
I had a roommate, college roommate, after graduation. He went to Greenville, taught mathematics there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He was from extreme south of Raymondville. Went by to see him. Oh, that's, I believe, 3 years ago now. I told my wife. We went down to Port Mansfield fishing. Let's go leave a little early so we can detour through Raymondville, which is not too far out of the way. I want to see, I have two old college classmates over there, Thompson and Douthit. And I haven't seen any since I left college, and that was quite a few years ago. And I think they're still both down there, so we did. Sure enough, Thompson was the first one we drove up to. He's a teacher, still teaching down at Raymondville. He was under his carport doing something, whatever he was doing, I don't know. Seemed like he was doing repair on windows. And I drove up, of course he hadn't heard or seen me in a century. And we had a little joke there from the boarding house. I stopped, I just stuck my head out of the door. Says, "All right, freshman, freshman, freshman." And he looked around, swears, he said. It so happened that the other boy down there, and we of course stayed at the same boarding house, and we had one bathroom downstairs. Old Thompson was taking a bath. And old Douthit, he was kind of a rascal. He had gone down there with a little manila rope, real light rope, and tied a doorknob. In the meantime, see, and before Thompson could get everything done that he wanted to do and get in the tub, old Douthit pulled the door open in the door, see, and it's on the first floor on the porch. And old Thompson standing naked. And boy, did he holler and scream. And he hadn't forgotten that. He hollered, "Thompson, freshman, freshman, freshman." Because Douthit was a freshman, and old Thompson, he was upperclassman, you know. And you know what that means.
I think I would
remember
that too.
They went by Douthit and saw him and his wife.
Have you, being in education, I guess you were in, do they have professional educators, organizations, or anything like that?
Yeah, we had our TSTA, Texas Teachers Association, and then we had Administrators Association, and then we had a County Superintendents Organization. I belong to the County Superintendents Organization and TSTA.
Have you ever been in any social or civic clubs or anything like that?
Well, years ago, here in town, at one time I belonged to seven different things. I don't know that I recall what they all were. And we had a Chamber of Commerce here. Outfit, luncheon club, which our secretary offered for a long time,